Hello, I'm Carlotta Wildman, and I'd like to share some of my story with you before we start tearing down strongholds. I want you to know who I am and where I've come from, mainly because we've gotten so many requests by email, by telephone, and for people reading the website, wanting to know more about our story. You see, when Dan and I shared some of our testimony on the radio show on Crosswalk Talk, people began to respond and say, "Tell us more." And really what I think they were wanting to know was, did you have the strongholds that I have? Were you as sick as I am? Is there hope? Is there hope for me to get free, to get out of bondage, to break the cycles in my life, or for me to get healed? And I want you to know there is. I was like the most unlikely to get free, to get healed, to get my mindsets changed. And I began to really, really search because I knew some truth. But when I got really sick, I really didn't know what to do. You see, when I first married, I was a strong young nurse who'd been able to consistently work 6 night shifts a week, and I was really proud of it. But little did I know that one of my patients had tuberculosis, and the doctors had forgotten to test for it. All the staff were infected and were forced to take a drug called INH to prevent TB from developing in us. However, they didn't know to monitor my liver, my blood work, for damage, and I became very sick, not from TB, but from the INH. Before long, I had become pregnant, but had miscarried, and had to resign from my job in nursing, and I was requiring about 11 hours of sleep a day. Fortunately, I found Shackley Vitamins and started their nutritional teaching. But unlike many other people, I had pain that came and didn't go away. I wasn't able to recover from delivering my first child. I was still in bed a month later. Chiropractic was a tremendous help, but mainly it told me 2/3 of your muscles are now weak. And it seemed like they were weak to stay. Finally, I was diagnosed with chronic fatigue syndrome, and I learned that that's a persistent, relapsing, debilitating fatigue that does not improve with bed rest and reduces or impairs your average daily activity level. Well, yes, I qualified. Mine was definitely less than 50% of what it had been before. Then I developed fibromyalgia, also a chronic disorder that causes pain and stiffness throughout the tissues that support and move the bones and joints. That means it's pressure points up and down your neck, your spine, across your shoulders, and your hips. This disorder includes widespread pain in other places, and in my case, my feet hurt around the clock. In fibromyalgia, there's an inability to rest. I didn't know that I was hypervigilant. I didn't know that I wasn't resting. But then again, I probably didn't know what the definition of rest was. I had been performing all my life. I had a strong administrative job in a large hospital, and I wasn't allowed to rest. I wasn't even allowed to go to lunch without a beeper. Well, my condition began to deteriorate. I began to learn what autoimmune illnesses are. I found out that I would be on hypothyroid medications for 10 years. I began to overcompensate in some areas to try to make up for not being able to perform in others, and my adrenal glands gave out. I was on medication for that. Then I had ovarian cysts and recurrent ovarian cysts. I developed problems like allergies, sinusitis, kidney infections, and a hip joint infection, and now I was limping. I had new calcium problems that left me with bunions and spurs and arthritis and severe case of osteoporosis. I already had scoliosis and kyphosis. That means slight, in my case, slight curves of the spine, top and bottom. Now that I was on medications for these other things, I was developing gastritis. I had overly thin blood and low blood pressure. And then there were other ailments that are just common to man. I hobbled along, paced myself, got a lot of TLC from understanding family and friends. But unfortunately, I wasn't a hypochondriac. I really was diagnosed with 26 illnesses and would find a way. I would have to find a way to be healed of them. And I began to learn that there could be spiritual causes or roots of illnesses. Now, I fought not to receive any condemnation, not to accuse myself or to let others accuse me, but I did know that the Bible says, "He forgives all my sins and heals all my diseases," in Psalm 103:3. I would fight not to feel like I had done something wrong or had forgotten to do something or was a bad person or was in unbelief or didn't have enough faith and all of that. But yet I knew if there was a problem, it wasn't on God's end. So what was to be done? So in 1998, I went to Pleasant Valley Ministries after going to several other ministries and began to study more about Roots to Illness. But what really came out of that was I collected 60 pages of Bible verses to renew my mind. I studied the works of a dozen famous authors on the subject of tearing down strongholds. I prayed daily against one of these strongholds or more, against things like bitterness and unforgiveness and resentment and my anger and temper problem, against judgmental and condemning attitudes, or jealousy, comparison, and competition, or doubt and unbelief, or my rejection cycles, or fears and anxieties, intimidation, accusing others and accusing myself, religious spirits, and my pride. And so as I prayed scripture, I began to get in agreement with God in areas that I had no idea that I wasn't in agreement with God. So I don't want to stand here and accuse you of not being in agreement with God, and yet I know that each and every one of us, without exception, when we begin to really examine scripture and to choose out loud to agree with scripture, we find that our attitudes aren't as holy as we think. So within 3 months of praying scripture and choosing to agree with God and align my attitudes and responses up with His, I was healed of 24 out of 26 of my illnesses. I have to give God the credit. It was a supernatural thing. It wasn't a new diet, new nutritional strategy. It wasn't a new discipline. It wasn't trying harder. Definitely not trying harder. It wasn't performing better. It wasn't a mental gymnastic. It wasn't a psychological maneuver. I wasn't modifying my behavior. I was simply doing what Jesus did. And that was saying, it is written, it is written, it is written. If you don't know what I'm talking about, get out your New Testament and look at Matthew, St. Matthew in the New Testament, chapter 4. Jesus had to fight strongholds, had to fight the attacks of the enemy on his mind, his will, and his emotions also. And then I realized, I don't need to feel condemned. I don't need to feel like I don't have enough faith, or I'm not as spiritual as someone else, or God loves someone else more than He does me. I don't need to go into guilt and shame, any of those things. Because if Jesus was perfect, the Son of God had never sinned in His life, and He had to pray, it is written, it is written, it is written, in Matthew 4, in order to overcome the enemy as he attempted to attack him and set up strongholds in his mind. Well, surely I would have to do it. It should be a given that I would have to fight the enemy the same way Jesus did, by saying, declaring, believing, aligning myself up with Scripture. I began to picture that why the Bible calls Scripture the sword of the Spirit. It's the sword of the Spirit like a lightsaber. Now, I'm not aligning myself up with any Eastern religion or Jedi religion. Don't get me wrong. But the Bible said this first, that the Scripture, the Word of God, is like a two-edged sword that can divide asunder between the thoughts and intents of our heart. That means like our attitudes and negative responses can divide between our soul and spirit, even between the joints and marrow of the bone. And my bone needed help. I had a bad case of osteoporosis. You see, what we think, what we believe, what our hypothalamus hears us thinking, it communicates to the body, and that causes our body to respond, to react, to squirt. So our body obeys whatever we choose to believe. It's incredible, the body, soul, mind, will, emotion, spirit, connection. And so for 3 months, I said, it is written, it is written, it is written. And one day, I realized, I'm not hurting anymore. I've been healed out of 24 out of 26. What were the other two? It was those two curves in my spine. I'm still worrying about them. But God healed them. It was a supernatural, a spiritual thing. It wasn't a new discipline, a new self-effort on my part. So I compiled my notes of these 60 pages of Scripture into a manual, and I began to put loosing and binding prayers with each one of these scriptures, because people were saying, I don't know what you mean by praying scripture. I don't know how to do that. So I'd say, well, let's loose ourselves in the name of Jesus Christ. Let's loose ourselves in the name of Jesus Christ from bitter expectations, for instance, and bind ourselves to the mercy and the grace and the forgiveness and the heart of God. And they went, oh, okay. And I began to explain, Jesus came to heal the brokenhearted. That's what Pastor Henry shared with me, and the light went on. In Isaiah 61:1, it says, Jesus came to heal the brokenhearted, to cause the lame to walk. And I had difficulty even walking back then. Going up a flight of stairs was hard for me. And to set the captives free and to cast out every infirmity. Now, I needed setting free. I needed freedom in Christ just as much as I needed healing in my body. And maybe the need for healing in your body is what has brought you to order, tearing down strongholds. But it might be that you need to be set free because you're a captive just as much as you need healing. Or maybe you're not sick at all, but you ordered tearing down strongholds because you need to be set free. And in my case, I was a failure at love. I had failed relationships coming and going more than I could count, which surely more than I would care to relate here. I had had so many failed relationships, I had decided not to even try anymore. I was just a failure, and that was it. And here I'd been a mental health nurse all those years, had been a Christian all those years, but I just couldn't get it right. But Jesus prayed scripture, and I began to too, and I saw the results. So the anointing of God is here to release you, to release revelation into your mind and spirit, and to make you free, and to break off every spirit of infirmity or addiction or bondage or racing thoughts or whatever has motivated you to come to Jesus. Father God wants you to know that He is much nicer than you think, and that He has made it easy enough that even a child can do it. Even a child can declare truth from the Word of God until infirmity, shame, guilt, oppression, addiction, whatever it is, has to leave. No more performance in your own strength. No more finding new methods to try, religious works, impossible diets or disciplines. No more guilt because you aren't healed or not free or not strong enough or not successful. Jesus is here to help us do what He did, to pray scripture. It is written, it is written. And in His promises, there is the power to break off every mindset, to melt away every fear, to wipe away every accusation, to heal every hurt, to sweeten even the most bitter heart, and to soften your heart toward God so that you'll open your arms wide open toward Him again, whereas maybe it's been hard to do that lately. You may have wheeled in, but you will walk out. Jesus will take every disillusionment and will give you the way, because He is the way to new hope and vision. He'll take your disappointments and give you new faith. He'll take your self-effort and give you His strength and His power to overcome. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Jesus said, it is written, and every deception and lie was exposed and had to go. And as you choose to receive your freedom and healing, body, soul, and spirit, every block, illness, and every fear will have to go. You have Jesus inside of you if you've invited Him inside, if you've made Him Lord of your life, if you've asked Him to come in, and you can take a step toward Jesus today, saying, I'm willing to learn how to declare His word from Carlotta's notes, from this manual, and I expect You, Lord, I'm believing You, that as I pick this up daily and carry out Your command to meditate on the Word morning, noon, and night, and declare Your truths, and to line myself up in You, that You will carry me into the destiny that You have created me for. Everything the enemy has stolen from you will be brought back sevenfold. I guarantee it, as you line yourself up with the Word. Every weak place will be made strong. Step by step, you will learn how to glorify Him in your body, soul, and spirit. Your worship will make you free, and He will make you whole. If you give Him every painful experience, He will take the pain out of it and change you from a victim to a victor. Now you can believe, as you hear the Word of God, that your faith will build up. You can start just with a mustard seed of faith. Healing is available to you. You will see miracles begin to happen in your life. Mindsets that you didn't know you had will go away. And you will come against doubt and fear as you forgive and as you release others, as you begin to love others and God and to love others as yourself. You'll be delivered of habits that you've had for years and you thought were normal, of mindsets that have come against the knowledge of God that you didn't know you had, accusing spirits that have tormented you and said your future will be just like your past and there's no hope and you'll always be the same. Jesus died for your salvation, body, soul, and spirit. The Father's heart is to make you free with Him. And even as Jesus is one with Him, that you will be one with Him also. That was Jesus' prayer in St. John 17 in the New Testament. And as you pray the Word of God, you will begin to believe that Father God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. And you'll be able to lay down all your self-effort on the altar and invite Him to live His supernatural life through you. You will be singing His praises of His loving kindness to heal you, and you'll be singing about His glory, and people will see it shining through you. And when Jesus heals and delivers, like He did in Luke, it was always simple. It was often hands-on, but even a child could do it. It wasn't tricky. He wasn't hard on people. He didn't condemn them. He didn't pressure them. If you'll just agree with Him, He will make it a reality. If you will declare what is not as if it is, He will make what has been impossible and invisible finally visible in your life. And there will be an explosion of revelation and truth that will break every chain and every bit of deception, even prison bars that have held you back. And I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying, like He said in Revelation 22:17, "He who is willing to hear, come. Or she who is thirsty, come. Whoever is willing to take of the tree of life freely, come." Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Faith that will separate your thoughts and intents between your joint and marrow and divide between your soul and spirit, and will expose every creature that has lied and deceived you. That Word of God will do all that for you. I can't explain it. I just know that Jesus has given us simple keys in the Bible. He didn't mean for it to be hard. We've looked for something complicated. But He has seen your tears and your desperation and your frustration, and He has seen that He has driven you now to seek Him and to seek to know Him and to how to tear down the strongholds that lift themselves up against the knowledge of God and your healing and freedom. And so He's seen your anger, and He wants to help you direct it to the right place, and that's against the enemy who is coming between you and loving yourself, loving others, and loving God, who wants to separate you out and destroy you and to kill you. And some have even become obsessive about nutrition, about health, about disciplines and church meetings and success and pleasing people and, oh gosh, earning approval, and others are rejected and dejected and disillusioned, and you feel like you're missing your whole life. That's how I felt. I had to get rid of the cycles that were spiraling downward in my life. The devil is trying to kill you. It is a spiritual battle. It's not that you're bad at all. You need to know who the enemy is. Identify the enemy. Identify his strategy to separate you out. And realize why God's greatest commandment is to love yourself, love others as yourself, and to love God with your whole heart, mind, body, and soul. And you'll be able to do this. You will be able to do this. As you hear the Word of God, your faith will grow. Your faith to be healed, your faith to be set free. You will have enough discipline to continue. Just ask God. And you will be able to just resign from trying to solve all these problems in your own strength. You're exhausted and worn out probably anyway. Resign from having to earn everyone's approval and acceptance and my meeting standards. And realize that it's a supernatural change that you need. And your enemy, the devil, is simply trying to kill you. And you're just going to take your lightsaber, the Word of God, the sword of truth, and begin to swing it effectively. And all you have to do is take these notes. The scripture especially, listening to me teach, will not make you free, and it will not make you well. But if you will take the scripture daily, as many as God says to do, I'm not going to put any legalistic ritual over your head. But if you will begin to believe, choose to believe, choose to be willing to believe the ones that you declare and decree, Jesus Christ will do the rest. It's like we do 1%. We just read it and say, I choose to believe it. I choose to be loosed from the bad stuff. I choose to be bound to the heart of God and the good stuff. And as you do that, Jesus will do the rest. He will give you the insights that you need. He'll give you the strength. He will be it all in you. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Just invite Him inside and say, now I have the way, the truth, and the life inside me. All all the supernatural of the Godhead is in Jesus Christ bodily, and that is inside me. And you're going to become a mountain mover. What seems like a mountain to you today, you will learn how to exercise the power and authority that you have if you've invited Christ into your life and become a child of God. And you will be able to operate a supernatural life, no longer defeated, no longer under the pile, no longer a victim, no longer inadequate or inferior, but a victor. So if you have Jesus and you're seeking to know Him, to manifest His presence, and to see His glory, you're well on your way. If your health is your idol, if your own personal freedom and power is your idol, it will take longer. But as you pray the scripture, Jesus will sort all that out. You have the power of God in your hands if you have Jesus Christ in you. Just say, Jesus, if you can use anyone, you can use me. If you will use me, Lord, to help other people to get free, set me free so that I'll understand what you mean when you pray, it is written, it is written, it is written. Others may say that I'm the most unlikely, that I will never amount to anything, that I will never get free, or that I'll never be well. But you know, Jesus, you know how to transform my heart, to save my soul, and to heal my body. And so I put my confidence in you, that in Christ I will overcome the enemy. I will hear the word of God. I'll overcome with the word of my testimony and by the blood of the Lamb, the word of God says. And what that means is that Jesus has already died. He's already shed his blood so that I don't have to. The sacrifice has already been made. And so I choose not to love my life even unto death, the Bible says. That I won't idolize my own life or even my health and freedom, but I choose to know you, Jesus. You are the way. You are the truth. You are the life inside me. And so I know that as I declare and decree the truths of scriptures, that I will know you, I will begin to live out of my divine nature that you have given me, that I'm a new creature, that I will learn how to operate in your anointing, and I will know how to manifest you and your presence everywhere I go. And so I choose to become a mighty warrior in the kingdom of God, even though I look like the most unlikely. I choose not to be the victim, but to be a victor, an overcomer, and a mighty warrior in the kingdom of God. I will learn how to swing the sword of the Spirit and overcome. I believe the sword of the Spirit, the truth of the Word of God, can cut through anything and set me free. And that I will be one who is healed, who is free, who is trained and equipped. And as I swing your sword or your lightsaber, not something from an Eastern religion or the Jedi, but as I swing your sword of the Spirit, then I'll be an expression of your heart, of your love, and your healing and deliverance for many others. And I choose, Lord, now to receive the discipline. I make the commitment. I choose to receive the discipline that I need to continually submit myself to you, as the Bible says, to stand against the wiles of the devil, and that the devil will have to flee from me. And if this is a spiritual battle, Lord, I choose to quit being on the bottom of the pile and to choose to be on the top. And what I would like to share with you today is that there is no neutralized zone. You can pretend that there's not a spiritual aspect here, but there is. And God has said, dear friend, I pray that you may enjoy good health and that it all may go well with you, even as your soul is getting along well. So today, just agree with me that I choose for my soul to line up with my spirit and with the Holy Spirit of God. And as I declare and decree scripture, I will find out what that is, what needs to happen, and how to get the freedom I need so that I can be well, whole, and complete in Christ. And now I'd like to share something with you. I'd like to remind you that nothing in this binder is original. It is a copy of my personal collection of notes in my journey to health and freedom. And I just want to express my appreciation, and that's why I've written this and why I'm sharing it with you. It's all revelation knowledge that great teachers have received from the Word of God. It's all on the subject of freedom in Christ and tearing down strongholds, but it's from the works of about a dozen famous ministers, and I would like to just give them credit right now as part of my testimony, not only to God, but to the work and the transformation that they have allowed God to bring into their lives. And first of all, I'd like to thank Pastor Henry Wright for writing the book A More Excellent Way, and for letting me listen to and copy about 72 of his tapes free of charge. I really respect that. I'd like to thank Rick Joyner for Epic Battles of the Last Days and other books, and the imprint of his teaching and the freedom and the clarity that he brings to walking in the Spirit is all through these notes. I'd like to thank Liberty Servard for teaching me how to pray Scripture by showing me how to pray loosing and binding prayers, and especially for her Breaking the Soul Power Prayer, and for her book Shattering Your Strongholds. I'd like to thank Chester and Betsy Kilstra for their training book Restoring Your Foundations, and also for their mentoring and training that I received in 97 as a result of their ministry proclaiming His Word. I also want to thank authors for clarity and for diagrams and other materials that they have provided just to help me distinguish soul from spirit. For instance, the training that I received at Christian International under the leadership of Bishop Hammond at the Ministry Training College. The diagram called the Anger Ladder that was taught by Dr. Campbell. The Exchange Life Circles about our body, soul, and spirit, and other teachings about the Exchange Life by Charles Solomon. I thank God for John Eckhart and his teachings distinguishing the Leviathan spirit from the Behemoth spirit so that we can understand pride, Leviathan, the king of pride. I thank God for the Who I Am in Christ teachings by Dan Stone and by Jim Moon in Atlanta. Thank you, Lord, for transformation of the inner man, restoring the Christian family, healing the wounded spirit, healing and deliverance, and other books, especially the Elijah House Course by John and Paula Sanford. I've taught that about 6 times myself so far, and I've been transformed every time as I teach it. I thank God for the anonymous author who compiled the scriptures, Who I Am in Christ, and has submitted them to us all to use without even signing his name. Thank you, Lord, for Jeff Van Vonderen and his teachings on the Father heart and the grace of God. Thank you for Jack Deere and in the clarity that he brought to us all, letting us know that we do have religious spirits and religious attitudes. I'd like to give a big thanks and a hug and a kiss to Liz and Eleanor, who have edited and edited and revised the scripture manual and changed it from the King James to many other translations so that it's easier to pray. Thank you, Lord, for Dan Baker, who has put all of these teachings and the manual on the internet so that it's available to you and is even willing to distribute it to you at his own time and expense. Thank you, Lord, for others that have helped edit, and especially all of you who have poured into my life and helped me to come from a place of being seriously a part of the problem to part of the solution. And especially thank you, Lord, for my husband for loving me and accepting me unconditionally and supporting me in my true identity in Christ. When I was the former woman at the well, he could love me and distinguish between the strongholds, what was a stronghold and what was Carlotta, and to see God's calling and potential in my life and to see things and call things that are not as though they are. Hallelujah. All that said, I'd like to ask you one favor. If you appreciate the teachings that are on this CD, in the Scripture Praying Manual, and in the teachings, I'd like you to honor these authors and to honor me by reordering rather than copying the CD. I'd like you to demonstrate that Christian integrity and to honor those that have sowed into your life by honoring these books that I've mentioned and that are listed in the manual, or by ordering the CD from me rather than copying it and cheating us out of that donation. Help us to sow into others around the world. We've already had orders come in, and 3/4 of them are from other nations besides the United States. So just honor us, please, and help us to sow into the kingdom. It's an investment that will come back 100-fold, I'm sure. And now I bless you, bless you, bless you, as you attempt to submit yourselves to God, to stand in truth, and just watch the devil flee from you. Thank you, Lord, as we bind our hearts to yours, to be an expression of the presence of God, the heart of God to others, and to be able to love others, to love ourselves, and to love you with our whole heart. Thank you, Lord.